something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Legal and Vital Aspects of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Real Christianity, authentic Christianity, is God alive and functioning in a human being. That's Christianity. It is the pulsating life of Christ in a human body. That's what it is. It is the divine nature manifest in a human being. Divinity at work in humanity. Christianity is a living relationship. A living relationship with a living God. That's what it is. And you know something? The biggest thing, the all-inclusive word that Christianity is all about, the very thing that Jesus Christ came to this world to give, is in one word. Everything is inside it. He came to make fellowship with God possible for man. The word fellowship is the all-inclusive word. Jesus Christ came to bring us into a relationship, a living relationship with his Father, with God. And once you come into that relationship, everything changes for you. Everything changes. Until you know the reality of that relationship, you are in religion. You're practicing religion, including religious Christianity, which, of course, is a contradiction. Christ! Two important things. Two aspects of Christ, to be clear. And so we can understand it. And that'll help you understand why sometimes, you know, there are those who say, I believe, I don't know why it's not working for me. Christians sometimes, some are struggling with their faith. They're struggling with their faith, trying to get the results in their job, trying, and things just seem to go worse and worse. Trying with their health, it seems to go worse and worse. Trying, oh, I want to have a child. I don't know, something's gone wrong with my body. And they've prayed, they've taken all kinds of drugs, and the things are getting worse. So I believe, why is my life going in the other direction? So you hear that again and again and again. Sometimes, because some are not aware of these two simple aspects of Christ. Now, to be aware of something is important, it's good. But you got to do something with your knowledge or awareness. Okay. You here? Ready, ready, ready? Okay. The first one is the legal aspect. There is a legal aspect of Christ. The legal aspect of salvation. Now that's very important. All right, take this. The legal aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all that we are, all that we have, all that we can do, and our position, rank, and authority as granted us in Christ. Do I do it again? Okay. The legal aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all that we are, all that we have, all that we can do, and our position, rank, and authority as granted us in Christ. Number two, I told you there are two aspects. One is the legal aspect. The second one is the vital aspect. Okay, so the vital aspect of the Christ life. You're writing this now? This refers to all what the Holy Spirit has done or is doing in our spirit, soul, and body through the Word, developing us after the image of Christ and the Father. I take it again, right? The vital aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all what the Holy Spirit has done or is doing in our spirit, soul, and body through the Word, developing us after the image of Christ and the Father. Very important. Now, without understanding this, there can be a mix-up, like so many people have had happen to them. They don't know what is legal. They don't know what is vital. And so they don't know how to apply the Word. So life becomes a constant war. They're praying so hard to get a job. They're praying so hard to be healthy. They're praying so hard to please God. They're praying so hard. Everything is like war every day. Christianity for them is a constant battle for their life. Don't misunderstand me. We are engaged in a warfare. Definitely. But we have to know what the warfare is about and who it is who we're fighting, what kind of fight it is. If we don't know, we already lost before we got started. So you have to know. But we must also know those things that belong to us already that we don't have to try to claim. If I'm trying to claim something, it means I'm not in possession of it. Right? That's important. Very important. If I'm thinking I want to claim what belongs to me, Which one? Which one am I trying to claim? Like I'm trying to claim my health? Claim my health? So where was the health? And who am I trying to get it from? God? The devil? Who? Who's got it? Who am I claiming it from? Where does it lie so I might take it? A lot of times the things that Christians say, pray about, that make no spiritual sense, but they're just praying anyway because they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. You know, they think the multiplicity of words will grant them a hearing before God. It doesn't work that way. God is very legal. Very legal. And that's the reason he's dealt with even Satan in legality. You know, some people say, why doesn't God just clear the devil out? Why do we have to deal with the devil? Why? God can just destroy the devil. No, why don't he just destroy the devil, get him off the scene? He can't do it. Because there's a legal... Satan is operating on legal grounds. He's operating on legal grounds. So God can't destroy him. Understand. From the beginning, if you want to understand any serious doctrine in the Bible, you go first to the book of Genesis. It all takes off from there.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone,
yep,
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to throw
it.
I've got these ladies here,
yep,
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777-002-372 or +256 744-842-849 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
This is the continuation of the message, The Legal and Vital Aspect of Christ.
Hallelujah.
God made man in his image and in his likeness. Before ever God made man, there was Lucifer. And Lucifer was the one who became a devil through his rebellion against God. And he was kicked out of heaven. Now, it wasn't in heaven that he rebelled against God. No, he rebelled on earth and decided to ascend to heaven because he was like sort of like God's vice regent on the earth. And he ruled over the creation of the time. This was the pre-Adamite world. And the scriptures show us about the pre-Adamite world. That means there was a world, there was a system before Adam was created. And Satan was in charge of that system. God appointed him, but he was Lucifer, son of the morning. And he was perfect in everything. Until the Bible tells us pride came into his heart. He was anointed. He was called the anointed cherub. And the anointing gives you so much power, so much insight, so much foresight. And you can use it well or you can abuse it. Well, he chose to abuse his. And so he says, I will ascend to heaven. He says, I want to be like the Most High, because he had the authority, the power, the ability to come anytime to heaven when he chose. You say, how do you know? Come on. You remember what the Bible tells us in the book of Job? One day God's having a meeting with the angels and suddenly Satan came among them. And God said, hey, where are you coming from? He said, I've been moving up and down everywhere. He didn't have a home address, you see. He's just moving all over the place. See? So he showed up without invitation. So he could do that. So he says, I'm going to heaven, and I'm going to overthrow God, and I can be like the Most High. But God saw his heart. And when he chose to do that, God kicked him out. He was thrown out of heaven. He lost his place. In his wisdom, turned to foolishness. So what did he do? When God decided to create man, Satan made a plan. And that plan was to ruin God's creation. So God created man in his own image. And he called him, interesting, he says that God made male and female and called them Adam. The two of them were called Adam. Isn't that wonderful? So they were called Adam. And Adam eventually, when Eve was formed, when the woman was formed, he called her Eve. So it was Adam who named her Eve. Great. So Satan said, now I got my chance. And he went into the garden where they were serving God. They served God in the garden. God told them to take charge of the garden. So Satan went in there, and the Bible tells us he succeeded in deceiving the woman. And then he tells us that the man was not deceived. Adam was not deceived. You know, you hear some people say, Satan deceived Adam and Eve. That's not the Bible. The Bible says the man was not deceived. The woman was deceived. And that's why God held the man responsible for what happened. Because he knew the truth. He was not deceived. And he committed high treason against God for what he did. So what happened was, Adam submitted himself through obedience to Satan. He submitted his authority by obeying the devil. And the Bible says, you become a slave to whoever you obey. This is spiritual law. If you give yourself over in obedience to a spirit, you become subject to that spirit. So Adam became subject to Satan. He obeyed Satan. He became subject to Satan. That was his problem. And he went on and took the forbidden fruit, ate it, and the Bible says their eyes were open. And they knew that they were naked. See, because the glory was gone. So when the glory of God departs, you become naked. That means you are subject to attack. You see it? The first thing is spiritual. You know, a lot of times they're thinking about, oh, Adam, you know, he got naked and he's looking for something to cover himself, and God got the fig leaves, okay? Or he got the fig leaves to cover himself, and God killed an animal and brought the skin to cover him. And so we're thinking, okay, but that was only an outward result of the spiritual nakedness. Because once he became naked spiritually, he was subject to attack. He got into trouble. So anything could happen to him. So Satan became his boss. Legally. So you say, why doesn't God destroy Satan? No. Remember this. When Adam was created, God gave all things on earth to Adam and gave Adam the power over everything. And once he submitted his authority to Satan, Satan took on Adamic authority. So what authority is Satan using today? Adamic authority. Not spiritual authority. It's Adamic authority, which was higher than his own. See that? So that's what he's using. The first Adam's authority is what Satan's got. So the only way, God is legal. He's not going to just take something from him. No. How does he do it? He comes with the second Adam, Jesus Christ. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the second Adam. Somebody said one time there might be a third Adam. No, the Bible calls Jesus Christ the last Adam. So he's the second and the last Adam. So there's not going to be a third one. He's the second and last Adam. And this Jesus heads up the new creation. He was the first. The Bible calls him the first begotten of the dead. He's the first to rise from spiritual death. And all those who are born again are born out of spiritual death. This is why we preach the gospel. It is so important because every man that's born into this world is born into spiritual death. And that's why Jesus said you must be born again. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of life. You get it?
And until a man is born again, he is not a part of the kingdom of life or light. He abides in darkness. He's in Satan's domain. He cannot see God's kingdom. He cannot understand it. He's not in fellowship with God and cannot be until he's born again. It doesn't matter that they're twins from the same parents. If one is born again and the other is not, one is in the kingdom of light. The other one is in the kingdom of darkness. They might be identical twins, but in the realm of the spirit, they are not identical at all. And how Jesus described them is this. He called those who don't have eternal life. He says, you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. So sometimes they say, oh, you know, that man's a good man. Yes, he's a good man. Nice man. They say he's a very godly man. Especially sisters who want to get married. The person you want to marry, is he born again? He's not really born again, but he's a godly man.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday, 6 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256-777-002-372 or +256-744-842-849 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.